Convincing evidence. We would like to welcome you to this new radio program from the church in Toledo. Convincing evidence. The name of this program is taken from the King James Version Bible. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The Greek word evidence rendered may also be translated conviction or proof. The word itself implies action. It is a convincing evidence. Hebrews 11 is a chapter on faith with its history. From God's creation through all the generations of God's chosen people to all the New Testament believers consummating with the New Jerusalem in eternity, to prove that faith is the unique pathway for God's seekers to receive His promise and take His way. Today, we are aiming at the Holy of Holies in our spirit and the New Jerusalem in the coming dispensation, neither of which can be seen by eyes. Nevertheless, we have the full conviction, this convincing evidence of these unseen things. Therefore, it is the evidence, the proof, of things to come. The purpose of each lesson heard on this program is to come to that convincing evidence. We would like it the assurance, confidence, confirmation, reality, essence, and the supporting ground of the divine revelations. We encourage you to listen and follow along your Bible and ask yourself, what is the convincing evidence? We hope you will enjoy this way of understanding the normal Christian's walk with us. Now, let us begin with the program by opening our hearts to the Lord as we listen. Welcome to our program on the air tonight. We are starting a new topic in this season of broadcasting. We are happy to be with you. My name is Paul Robusciano. With me tonight in the studio on the mixing board is Brother Tony Chang. If your Bible is handy, we ask you to open up and enjoy our program. We will come to today's topic, calling on the name of the Lord. What is the meaning of calling on the name of the Lord? Some Christians think that calling on the Lord is the same as praying to Him. Yes, calling is a kind of prayer, but it is not merely praying. The Hebrew word for call means to call out to cry unto, to cry out. The Greek word for call means to invoke a person, to call a person by name. In other words, it is to call a person by naming him audibly. Although prayer may be silent, calling must be audible. Two Old Testament prophets help us to see what is meant by calling on the Lord. Jeremiah tells us that to call on the Lord means to cry to Him and to experience spiritual breathing. Lamentations 3:55-56 says, "I called upon your name, O Jehovah, from the lowest pit. You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear at my breathing, at my cry." Isaiah also tells us that our calling on the Lord is our crying to Him. "God is now my salvation. I will trust and not dread. For Jehovah is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Therefore you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation, and you will say in that day, Praise Jehovah. Call upon His name. Sing to Jehovah, cry out, and give a ringing shout. Oh, inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israelite. How may God become our salvation, our strength, and our song? How can we draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation?" The way is to call on His name, to praise the Lord, to sing a hymn, and to cry out and shout. All of these match the calling on the name of the Lord in the Old Testament. Calling on the Lord began in the third generation of the human race with Enosh, the son of Seth. The history of calling on the Lord's name continued throughout the Bible with Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Job, Jabez, Samson, Samuel, David, Jonah, Elijah, and Jeremiah. Not only did the Old Testament saints call on the Lord, they even prophesied that others would call on His name. Although many are familiar with Joel's prophecy regarding the Holy Spirit, not many have paid attention to the fact that receiving the outward Holy Spirit requires our calling on the name of the Lord. On the one hand, Joel prophesied that God would pour out His Spirit. On the other hand, he prophesied that people would call on the name of the Lord. This prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. God's outpouring needs the cooperation of our calling on Him. Be practiced by New Testament believers. Calling on the name of the Lord was practiced by the New Testament believers beginning on the day of Pentecost. While Stephen was being stoned to death, he was calling on the name of the Lord. The New Testament believers practiced calling on the Lord. Saul of Tarsus received authority from the chief priests to bind all that called on the name of the Lord. This indicates that all the early saints were Jesus callers. Their calling on the name of the Lord was a sign, a mark, that they were Christians. If we become those who call on the name of the Lord, our calling will mark us out as Christians. Paul the Apostle stressed the matter of calling when he wrote the book of Romans. He said, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, and rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans 10:12, 13. Paul also spoke of calling on the Lord in 1 Corinthians when he wrote the words, "With all those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in every place, who is theirs and ours." 1 Corinthians 1:2. Furthermore, in 2 Timothy he told Timothy to pursue spiritual with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. By all of these verses we can see that in the first century the Christians practiced calling on the name of the Lord very much. Therefore, throughout the Old Testament as well as in the early days of the Christian age, the saints called on the Lord's name. How regrettable that it has been neglected by most Christians for so long a time. We believe that today the Lord wants to recover calling on His name, and to have us practice it so that we may enjoy the riches of His life. C. The purpose of calling. Why do we need to call on the name of the Lord? Men need to call on the name of the Lord in order to be saved. Romans 10:13. The way of praying quietly does help people to be saved, but not so richly. The way of calling loudly in the Bible helps people to be saved in a richer and more thorough way. Psalm 116 tells us that we may partake of the Lord's salvation by calling on Him. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. In this one psalm, calling on the Lord is mentioned four times. As we have seen earlier, the way to draw water from the springs of salvation is to call upon the name of the Lord, Isaiah 12:2, 4. Many Christians have never called upon the Lord. If you have never called, even shouted before the Lord, it is doubtful that you have enjoyed the Lord in a rich way. Call upon His name. Cry out, and give a ringing shout, Isaiah 12:4, 6. Try shouting before Him. If you have never shouted about what the Lord is to you, try it. The more you shout, "O Lord Jesus, You are so good to me," the more you will be released from yourself and filled with the Lord. Vows and of saints have been released and enriched through calling on the name of the Lord. Another reason for calling on the Lord is to be rescued from distress, Psalms 18:6, 118:5, from trouble, Psalms 50:15, 86:7, 81:7, and from sorrow and pain, Psalms 116:3-4. People who have argued against calling on the Lord have found themselves calling on Him when they were subject to a certain trouble or illness. When our lives are free from trouble, we may argue against calling on the Lord. However, when trouble comes, no one will need to tell us to call on Him. We will call spontaneously. Also, the way for us to participate in the Lord's plenteous mercy is to call upon Him. The more we call upon Him, the more we enjoy His mercy, Psalms 86:5. Another reason for calling on the Lord is to receive the Spirit, Acts 2:17, 21. The best and easiest way to be filled with the Holy Spirit is to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. The Spirit has already been poured out. We simply need to receive Him by calling on the Lord. Isaiah 55:1 says, "Ho! Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money. Come, buy, and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." What is the way to eat and drink the Lord? Isaiah gives us the way in verse 6 of the same chapter. "Seek Jehovah while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." Thus, the way to eat the spiritual food for our satisfaction is to seek the Lord and to call upon His name. O Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus, You are so real to me. Romans 10:12 says that the Lord of all is rich to all who call upon Him. The way to enjoy the riches of the Lord is to call upon Him. The Lord is not only rich, but also near and available, because He is the life-giving Spirit, 1 Corinthians 15:45b. As the Spirit, He is omnipresent. We may call on His name at any time and in any place. When we call on Him, He comes to us as the Spirit, and we enjoy His riches. 1 Corinthians is a book on the enjoyment of Christ. In chapter 12, Paul tells us how to enjoy Him. The way to enjoy the Lord is to call on His name. 1 Corinthians 12:3. 1-2. Whenever we call Lord Jesus, 1 Corinthians 12:13 says He comes as the Spirit, and we drink of Him, the life-giving Spirit. If I call a person's name, and if he is real, living, and present, that person will come to me. The Lord Jesus is real, living, and present. He is always available. Whenever we call on Him, He comes. Do you want to enjoy the Lord's presence with all His riches? The best way to experience His presence with all His riches is to call on His name. Call on Him while you are driving on the freeway or while you are at work. Anywhere and any time you may call. The Lord is near and rich to you. Also, by calling on the name of the Lord, we can stir ourselves up. Isaiah 64:7 says, "And there is no one who calls upon Your name, who stirs himself up to lay hold of You." When we feel that we are down or low, we can lift and stir ourselves up by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus. D. The way to call. How should we call on the Lord? We must call on Him out of a pure heart. Our heart, which is the source of our calling, must be pure, seeking nothing except the Lord Himself. Also, we must call with a pure lip, Zephaniah 3:9. We need to watch our speech, for nothing contaminates our lips more than loose talk. If our lips are impure due to loose talk, it will be difficult for us to call on the Lord. Along with a pure heart and pure lips, we need to have an open mouth, Psalms 81:10. We need to open our mouth wide to call on the Lord. Furthermore, we need to call on the Lord corporately. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, "But flee youthful lusts, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." We need to come together for the purpose of calling on the name of the Lord. Psalm 88:9 says, "Lord, I have called daily upon Thee." Hence, we should call daily upon His name. Furthermore, Psalm 116:2 says, "Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live." As long as we live, we should call on the name of the Lord. E. The need of practice. Calling on the name of the Lord is not merely a doctrine. It is very practical. We need to practice it daily and hourly. We should never stop our spiritual breathing. We hope that many more of the Lord's people, especially new believers, will begin the practice of calling on the Lord. Today, many Christians have found that they can know Him that they can be brought into the power of His resurrection, that they can experience a spontaneous salvation, and that they can walk in oneness with Him by calling on His name. In any situation, at any time, call Lord Jesus, O Lord Jesus. If you practice calling on His name, you will see that it is a wonderful way to enjoy the Lord's riches. May we gain the power of His resurrection, His spontaneous salvation, and His riches by calling on His name. In any situation, at any time, we can call. Call Thy name. O Jesus, I love You. O Lord, I need You. O Jesus Lord, be Thou supply. O Lord Jesus, be Thou supreme. O Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a name that we call.
For more information, please contact us at www.thechurchintoledo.org. Thank you for listening, and please visit our web forum, local church message board, and online discussion site. Turn in again next week as we continue our Bible study and discussion of the topic on the convincing evidence, a radio ministry of the Church in Toledo. If you enjoyed the program tonight, we will like to hear from you for questions, further discussion, or simply fellowship. Our line is now open at 419-843-5042 again. 419-843-5042. We meet as believers from house to house, day by day. As Christ is our life, church is our living. Thank you and see you soon.